the Channel 92 movie. Today featuring The Strange Case of the Hypnotized Men. Starring Tom Soder, Robert Smith, and Tom Sinclair. A Channel 92 production. The Strange Case of the Hypnotized Men. Our story opens on a grim and foreboding night as a man slowly walks towards the Empire State Building. He takes the elevator up to the top floor and keeps repeating that he is going to kill himself. A man who's become suspicious alerts the police. The man climbs over the railing and jumps off just as the police netting gets into place. They catch him and he is saved. Later on, after the man has been transferred to the hospital, Mike Smith, Dick Jones, and Jason Rogers go to check up on him and try to find out all they can why he jumped off the building, why he had that glazed look in his eyes, and they wanted to find out from the doctor if anything was fractured at all. And so now we follow them into the hospital.
Doctor, was anything fractured? Did he break his bones or anything?
No, he's a very lucky man.
Is he conscious enough to talk?
No, but he will be soon.
Doctor, why did he do it? Did he tell you anything?
No, he just mumbled something.
What did he mumble?
He said, "I had to do it. I had to do it."
Well, when the police had found him, saw him, when he got out of the net, he had a glazed look in his eyes. Is there anything? Is he hypnotized or anything? Under drugs?
I don't know anything about that. When will your chemist be in? He'll be in about a half an hour after his lunch break.
Smith, don't you think you should call the chief now? Tell him about our progress.
Hey, why do you think he did it?
Don't ask me. It must have been crazy.
Yeah.
Only can I see the inspector, please?
Wow, it's getting foggy up there. Looks like it's going to rain.
Chief? Listen. We got that guy, that nut that was trying to jump off the Empire State Building. We don't have any answer to why he did it. He just had a glazed look in his eye.
In the rain, Chief. Look at those black clouds.
Yeah, Chief, it's gonna rain, I think. I don't think so.
No, did he tell Chief of Congress? What did he say?
Well, listen, what should we do? Well, look, we've got Dick down here, Dick Jones, and Jason Rogers.
Hey, tell me about what the doctor said.
Oh yeah, the doctor said he doesn't know anything about it. He didn't fracture any bones or break any bones, and he's still unconscious, so we can't ask him any questions.
What does the chief want us to do?
He just said work it out for ourselves. That's the chief for you.
Yeah. Well. Well, anyway.
What? Hey! What? I'm the roof over there! Hey, yeah, it looks like that. He's in a daze.
Later on, when Smith, Jones, and Rogers are all off duty and in an apartment building, a strange costumed figure comes through the window. And now let us join them.
Who are you? Who's that guy?
I am Dick.
Mark,
you never get.
A bum just came in, crashed the wall, said his name was Death. He made a wreck of the place. Oh God. He needed your apartment. Okay, right about four-ish.
Okay, are we going there?
Yep.
Okay, let's go. They head for his apartment. We're here, Dick.
This thing, it just came through all, said it was Death, right?
Yeah, it crashed.
He tried to make it to the phone, but it ripped that phone into shreds.
Well, let's go to the office. Find something
here. Can we use your phone? Maybe we better alert the inspector. Another guy
can call. Chief?
Look! It's the same thing! Come on, you gotta try to make it!
Three are suffering, and they're put in the hospital immediately. Smith and Jones are put in the hospital. by Jason Rogers does a little investigating of his own. Rogers gets a wild idea about a book he read, and so he goes to a carnival where there's an act called The Devil Strikes. And now let us join Rogers as he enters this carnival. And today, of all days, it is raining.
Enter, enter. Here is the new act, The Devil Strikes.
Oh man, I'm gonna be able to sleep tonight after seeing this.
I am Jeff.
Oh man, that's the same guy.
The phone, gotta make it. Gotta call the chief.
Hello? Hello? Who is this? It sounded like Rogers, but it went blank.
Doc, we gotta leave now.
You can't leave.
Can you trace that call?
Operator, I'd like you to trace that last call. The Funville Carnival? Well, okay, thanks.
Let's go.
Here we are. Look, the devil struck.
Didn't that guy call himself the devil? That was Dick. It was Dick.
No.
Hey, the act's closed.
To the punishment he wished to give to others. He did it. We succeeded. You all right, Rogers? What happened?
Oh, I don't know. The next thing I know, I'm walking off the building.
Well, pull it off. But why did he do it? That's what I'd like to know.
I don't know.
He said he was the...
Let's go down and investigate his background. He's just charred ashes.
Just a big melt. Oh, what do you make of him, Rogers?
He's just ashes.
You think he was?
I have been punished. I've been sent back to my birthplace, where I may never come back to your planet.
You think he really was the...
Look, you guys, as far as I'm concerned, none of this ever happened. The strange case of the hypnotized men. Written by Tom Soder, Robert Smith, and Tom Sinclair. Mark, played by Rob Smith.
Rogers, played by Tom Sinclair. Dick, played by Tom Soder. The Devil, played by Jack Mussolini. The Doctor, played by Bill Pearson. This has been a Channel 92 production. WACD, Channel 92, New York.
Who ever heard of an airline that goes around the world twice a day, every day?
It's going great.
Who ever heard of a Parisian restaurant on the menu at 30,000 pieces? Who ever heard of an airline with stewardesses from more than 50 different countries? Who ever heard of an airline with a waiting list for the moon? The name is Pan Am, the world's most experienced. Thank you.